When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in, off and running, another hour together here on Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as here we are, middle of September here now, the 18th of 2024. We've got week three of the NFL getting ready to kick off tomorrow night as the New York Jets, that's right, those, the New York Jets will be playing their third game in 10 days. They will be at MetLife for the season opener against their arch nemesis, the New England Patriots. And boy, oh boy, that's a heck of a way to start off week three in the NFL, as we have got a lot of questions about teams heading into this week. For instance, who is a legit 2-0 team right now, one that you think can actually continue to win a whole bunch of games, and who might be, shall we say, the biggest pretender at 2-0? Do the Tennessee Titans, are they really an 0-2 team? Can they get one back? We talked last hour to our good friend Chris Thurston, CT Betts. He believes this is the week that Tennessee puts it all together. Outside of a couple of just horrific turnovers and boneheaded plays by what is, for the most part, a rookie quarterback there in Will Levis, Tennessee has done everything else pretty well except punt the ball. They've had a couple of terrible special teams gaffes, and some of those little things have cost them games late, but they have certainly played well enough not to be 0-2 at this point. This is a big game, and again, the story that we're hearing today is that Jordan Love says he is good, that he is planning on going, and that is why we're starting to see the market react a little bit here. My advice to folks that are waiting to see what's going to happen with Green Bay, if you can get 2.5, then you have an opportunity to be able to use Green Bay in a teaser, one that I would consider, maybe get them up to 8.5 in a 6-point teaser as they currently sit at that 2.5 mark. I also would not be opposed to taking a shot on the over at 30, where it's hovering around 37. If you've noticed the totals in week three here in the NFL, have you noticed anything strange as we're heading into still warm weather? Weather is not an issue, but we're starting to see a lot more games where the under money is pouring in early in the week, and we're starting to see a lot of games not even break the 40 barrier here. In fact, Carolina and the Raiders were a game that opened up right around 37.5 and 38. And the minute that we learned that Bryce Young was being benched, well, boy, that two things happened. Number one, Carolina was getting 7.5. They were getting over a touchdown. But boy, oh boy, not anymore. They're sitting right around 5.5 now as Andy Dalton will be taking over under center for Carolina. the numbers bear this out. Listen, Andy Dalton is a million times an upgrade over Bryce Young. But then again, I'm probably a million times upgrade over anything that we have seen out of Bryce Young. I find the move interesting. This is a first-time head coach and Dave Canales, whose job was, he was hired, keep this in mind, by David Tepper, considered to be one of the worst owners in the National Football League, who has no problem changing coaches like he changes his underwear, and that's debatable. But he has no problem after a year, year and a half, on having a very short lease on guys and firing them and doesn't care what it costs. They brought in Canales as the former Tampa Bay Bucs offensive coordinator. They brought him in because he was an offensive-minded guy, and I am sure he sold him on the fact that he could fix Bryce Young. And for him to go into David Tepper's office and Dan Morgan, the general manager, and for him to sit them down and say, we've got to bench Bryce Young, then there is no way he doesn't think that Andy Dalton is a huge upgrade. Because if Andy Dalton is not an upgrade, you are basically telling David Tepper, the ownership here, that your offense is terrible. If it ain't a Bryce Young problem, and obviously Andy Dalton doesn't find any more success, whose problem is it then, Dave Canales? Yeah, let me spare you and save you the time. It's your problem, at which point your job is very much on the line here. So I agree very much with the Carolina move, 5.5. I do think Carolina, a desperate 0-2 team, they have not been bad. There's only one thing that's been terrible, and it's Bryce Young. If you get an upgrade with Andy Dalton, then they are going to be more than capable of moving the football against a Raiders defense that ranks in the bottom third in just about every statistical category. When you consider who Carolina has played the first couple of weeks, they are a couple of top five defensive teams in red zone against the pass, chasing the quarterback. This has been a brutal start to the season for Carolina. I do not blame the market for backing Carolina. I also don't blame the market for now getting this total up and over 40. It's hovering around 40.5. It wouldn't shock me if it hits 41. We saw Davante Adams. We saw possibly what could be very much a big-time rookie of the year in Brock Bowers, the tight end for the Raiders out of Georgia, really start to come into his own here. I think even at 40.5, this is woefully undervalued. I think the total is where to look. I figured this to be somewhere around 28 to 21, 24, 20. Either way, we're going to get way, way over 40 points in that game. Plus, I think we're finally going to see a competent offense in the Carolina Panthers. But you got to look at that move and say, how does a brand new head coach who was hired to fix my prized possession and my number one draft pick that I mortgaged the franchise for because I wanted him, and it was a disaster last year. You were brought in purposely to make sure that you could fix him and you could make him a quarterback. Well, you basically told the entire league, the world, and your owner and your boss, we can't win with this kid. So it very much better look like a competent offense with Andy Dalton. Otherwise, we could be looking halfway through the year at a winless Carolina team who is also in search of yet another head coach. Talk about urgency. You got to love that. Not to mention, the Raiders are coming off of that ridiculous win, outright win against the Baltimore Ravens. This has got let down written all over it. But again, that is just one of many games here where teams who are 0-2, their back is against the wall. So tell me what happens to Zach Taylor if the Bengals don't win this game against the Commanders. The Bengals are going to start 0-3. and then basically watch any chance of a postseason berth go out the window statistically. This is a big game for the Bengals, too, on Monday night. Although the Washington Commander money has started to come in, this was as high as 8, 8.5. We're starting to see 7.5s now. I don't see any way in which...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
The Bengals should not be used in teasers this weekend. Get the Bengals down to -1, -1.5. Use them in your teasers. The Bengals just have to win the game, essentially, and I think they will do that. And I love Jaden Daniels, but I don't love him against Lou Anarumo and the Bengals defense, who I think is going to have its way with this Washington Commanders team. Come on back and join us. We got much more Major League Baseball, college football, NFL coming your way next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions on this Wednesday in the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Welcoming in our good friend Adam Kaufman here, who's got his finger on the pulse of the final 11 games or so here, Adam, of the regular season, 162-game season. It's kind of hard to believe, but it is almost done, and postseason baseball will be upon us. We did get one team, didn't even play, but they were the first team to clinch earlier today in the Milwaukee Brewers. And I've been saying, Adam, all show long, say what you want about the Brewers, who didn't get a whole lot of love preseason to win that division. A lot of Cards and Cubs love. But they have been one of the most consistent teams we've seen all year, despite all the injuries and things that they've had to go through. And yet, I think it's fitting they're the first team to actually clinch a playoff spot here.
It's true. And I wish I had just a little bit more zest and gumption, or whatever the word we want to look for, when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. It just, unfortunately, despite their successes on the field this year, Joe, it feels like every time that I invest in them, the game goes the other way. And so I'm a little bit sour when it comes to Milwaukee. That being said, I like the spot tonight against the Phillies. Yeah, I mean, how can you not with Freddy Peralta on the mound? I know that Aaron Nola's had himself a season for Philadelphia as well, but Peralta, you just look back. I mean, not even just over the course of the year, where clearly he's been very good, a sub-4 ERA, but of late especially, you know, one run allowed last time out at Arizona. The two previous starts were not quality starts in terms of length. He didn't go the six innings. I don't even know if people refer to quality starts in baseball anymore, but he didn't allow more than 3 earned runs. And then last month across the board, he was exceptional. He had an ERA sub-3 for all of his starts during the month of August. And so, again, I like Peralta to just kind of keep doing what he's doing. As you said, they're playoff bound. They're, you know, Central's in their pocket. It's just a matter of taking care of business and not getting complacent here down the stretch.
Yeah, and they are still very much alive for the possibility of the best record in the National League in that one seed. So I don't expect any of these teams over the next couple of days, for those that do clinch a spot, like the Yankees, for instance, tonight, I don't think they're going to take their foot off the gas at all. But I'm also hearing a lot of chatter that one of the games going on right now, no score here in the third inning, but is Houston-San Diego a preview of what the World Series is?
I think it's possible. It still sort of throws me. I still think of Houston like they belong in the National League, but it's entirely possible, obviously, these two teams could clash in the World Series. I like this game a lot tonight. I mean, it's a great pitching matchup, obviously, and as much as it is difficult to go against Dylan Cease, I just think there's a lot of clout on that Houston side. I'm invested in the Astros full game money line, first five money line. I just like the Astros tonight. I think it's a superior matchup there on the Houston side, and we'll see how it bears out. I know that game is underway, of course, scoreless, so people can still jump in and get a play on it at pretty similar odds to what they were pregame. The thing with just sort of projecting ahead to, like you said, a potential World Series preview, that type of thing, I mean, you can always do the exact matchup outcomes and throw a little lottery ticket together, try and make some money as we get closer to October, all of that. And I love it. You know, I support it. It's just, look at last year in particular. With this new format and the expanded wild card format and real series in all of it and leading up to the divisional round, the championship series, and then obviously the World Series, it's a little bit like the hot goalie in hockey, where 7 and 8 seeds can make a run. And, you know, you don't see it as much in basketball, you know, more often than not in the NBA, talent wins out. But in Major League Baseball, you know, your pitching on one particular side just has to get hot for a few days, and that can be enough to carry you. We've seen it time and time again. You had two wild card teams representing their respective, you know, conferences, if you will, AL and NL, in the World Series last year. There's no telling as to why that couldn't happen again. And so, you know, I just, it's so tough for me as far as betting a baseball future. And the variance in this sport, game to game, day to day, hell, inning to inning, let alone projecting ahead to the playoffs, is so, I mean, it's unlike any other sport. It'll make you pull your hair out, obviously. I'm happy I have any left after the way this season has gone for me personally. So, it's a little tough to sort of navigate that. I personally wouldn't invest in it right now as we sit in mid-September. I'd be more interested in, like you said, we're you know, 10, 11, 12 days, whatever left in the regular season. Let it play itself out. Let's get exactly what the series and the first round matchups look like and kind of go from there.
Yeah, and, you know, seeding looks like it might very well matter to some teams here. So still a lot to play for, which is what Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball wanted. They wanted these games to matter down a stretch. They're going to have a chance to matter. I know there were a lot of people very concerned with the injury to Francisco Lindor, that the Mets were going to have a problem winning games and hitting the ball. That doesn't seem to be happening here. They're with the Nats again here tonight. That game just underway. Quintana against DJ Hertz in this one. What are you thinking?
So, like you said, it's just underway, so it's a little tough to jump in on my favorite bet, which is hers going over on strikeouts. 4.5 was the line. Now, heavily juiced. I mean, it was right around minus 160. So, again, like, we're not messing around. You might be, if you like it as much as I do, you'd be better off just going to over 5.5 on an alt and getting plus money on it, doing it that way. But you look at what hers has done lately, and, you know, I wanted to make sure sort of my intuition and the reality matched up, and I was digging into his box score. 5+ Ks, which again is what we're looking for tonight. 5+ Ks in 6 straight starts and 8 of 9, and also the last time he faced the Mets, he struck out 10, didn't even get to 100 pitches. So this guy is just, you know, I don't want to call him a flamethrower per se. Again, there are a lot of 5 and 6 strikeout games in there, but I think as a strikeout pitcher, he's a little disrespected with regard to his prop. Over 5.5, I just don't understand it, and so I pounced on it right away.
Yeah, he's actually been pretty good here too. I like this Nats team. Next year, I'm going to be looking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Looking real close at some of their numbers here, because I think they're the future is bright for the Nationals moving forward with all those young arm and talent there. All right, speaking of talents, got a big Thursday night game coming up tomorrow night. Is there any talent on that game? We'll talk about it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Adam Kaufman as we get ready for to kick off week three in the NFL. Adam, tomorrow night, MetLife Stadium as the New England Patriots will take on the New York Jets. Interesting scheduling spot, too, for the Jets. I think, what, third game in 10 days? This is an interesting spot, but they are coming off a nice win against Tennessee on the road. This is their opening game. We were just talking off air. I didn't have the Patriots 1-1 on my bingo card heading into this game. But more, even more so with a overtime loss, by the way, with an opportunity to be 2-0. I was just saying, I could not have been more impressed with the style of football they're playing, because even with Jacoby Brissett or Drake May, that's very sustainable. You're going to be in games and a chance to win games you shouldn't. Do they win this game on the road tomorrow against the Jets?
So I don't think so. That being said, I wouldn't be shocked. How can you be? I mean, this is a team that, as you alluded to, really should be 2-0. No one saw them beating the Bengals, although I think, you know, we need to just annually, like, set an alarm in your phone to remember just before week one that the Bengals, for whatever reason with Joe Burrow, absolutely blow in weeks one and two of his career. It has been a trend all the way through, and they are sitting here, sure enough, at 0-2. Sure, injuries have contributed to that, or contract situation, whatever else, but it's just the results they bear it out. Burrow stinks in weeks one and two. Even still, they were the biggest favorite on the board that week. I absolutely did not think the Patriots were going to win that game, and I was invested the other way. I hate betting against the team that I root for, but I did, and I got screwed. So hats off to the Patriots. And I'll tell you what, they should have beaten the Seahawks too. Again, a game that most people thought would go the other way. So did I. I thought the Seahawks were going to win it sort of convincingly, not needing to come back late with a field goal and then ultimately win it in overtime, but they did. And, you know, you and I were talking about it off air a little bit. This Patriots team is pesky. They are in their first year under Gerard Mayo, but they're well coached. There's buy-in. I wondered what the defense in particular was going to look like with no Bill Belichick, Matt Judon traded away, Christian Barmore, one of their better defensive players, out indefinitely, maybe the entire year, dealing with his blood clot situation. What is the remainder of Kyle Duggar and Keon White and, you know, guys like that going to look like? Christian Gonzalez, obviously, but it's looked pretty damn good. It has been a really solid so far through 2 weeks. So do I think they'll beat the Jets? I don't, but I really like that +6.5. I think New England is absolutely going to hang around and keep it close. And I don't see us having a blowout here on Thursday night football.
I don't, but I will say, and I know in the Boston market, I mean, they got to be talking about the injuries are ridiculous for the Patriots here. Of their offense, starting offensive lineman, I believe Bentley, too, your stud linebacker, right. Looks like he's gone. I think there's another linebacker gone. I mean, the injury list when it came out for the Patriots is concerning on a short week, is it not? Especially with those key positions.
It is. And, you know, you hit on this before, too, on the other side. Let's not forget the NFL has done the Jets no favors in terms of their schedule. You know, they open up Monday Night Football at San Francisco, turnaround short week, game on a Sunday, also on the road at Tennessee. Then you need to come home for your home opener again, a short week on Thursday. So that, coupled with the fact that Aaron Rodgers, who is still sort of working his way back after not playing in the preseason, really not playing any real football in almost two full years. And then, you know, the first 2 weeks, yes, he's healthy, so we're happy about that, but he hasn't looked particularly good. People are hammering his unders, especially in terms of the passing yards. So it might just be catching them at the right time. You know, the Patriots kind of caught both their previous teams that they have faced at the right time. This might be another one here. So you're right. The Patriots are dealing with situations. Bentley is going to miss time, you know, maybe the whole year. And so that's a problem. It's another hit to the defense, but they've overcome the whole next man up thing. It's worked out. The offensive line has been trash all the way throughout the year. I mean, it's been a concern going back to the offseason, preseason games, through the first two games, like Jacoby. It's the whole reason you don't see Drake May, the number three overall pick out there, is that, you know, that line is going to get Jacoby Brissett killed. And so, you know, he's going to be scrambling around fighting for his life. They're going to be leaning on Ramondre Stevenson a lot and Antonio Gibson to some degree as well, which they have done through the opening couple weeks. Maybe Hunter Henry continues to be something of a safety blanket. We'll see. But it's going to be get the ball, get rid of it quick.
Feels like Patriots team total 16.5. Feels like an under, right? I mean, because it really feels like a whole game under. 17-10. Feels like a 17-10 kind of game. It really does. Adam Kaufman, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the games. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. A lot to get ready for here this week. Week three of the NFL, week four of the college football season, Major League Baseball postseason will be here, and Brady Cannon in the house stepping in for us here on the Sports Grid Network. And Brady, we were just talking. It has been a very interesting start to the season for sports books. The public is pretty much already out of their bankroll, from what I understand. This has been one of the most unbelievable starts to the season, coming off a year in which favorites and the betting public crushed it last year, as I remember it, Brady, but not so much so far this year. The dogs, the big dogs, look at these numbers on the board this week. Have you ever seen in week three this many totals under 40 points?
It's like the entire league is down as far as passing. The running backs are going nuts and the quarterbacks can't throw their way out of a paper bag. It's a very odd year in the NFL. And you talk about, you know, survivor pools and favorites and underdogs. I mean, I think it's underdogs anywhere from 6 to 8 points have covered every single game so far this season, and a handful of them have won outright. I mean, if you look at last week, the 49ers go down, the Ravens go down, the Dallas Cowboys go down, the Detroit Lions go down, and I'm missing one other one I can't recall off the top of my head, but just a number of big favorites. It's like if you're in Survivor, are you going to really feel good about picking a road favorite, the Chargers or the Jets? And, you know, I mean, that's what you had to have done last week. Because you're not taking, I mean, the Eagles are the other team that went down on Monday night that were a big favorite. I've done pretty well so far, Joe, against the spread, both my personal betting and also with our football contest show. We've done pretty darn well against the spread. The consensus, the top five most popular picks in the Circa Sports Million through 2 weeks are 1-9. So we're at like a game above 500, and we're in the top 25% of the pool because the majority has gone 1-9. So against the spread, we're okay. But, you know, we went into the year with three survivor entries. We lost one in week one with the Bengals. We pushed all our chips in week two with the Ravens, and you know what happened there. So no more Survivor for us, but doing pretty well in the Super Contest and the Circa Million.
Well, it's going to be an interesting week three in Survivor, because I'm about to submit the Jets, and you may never see me again, Brady. So it's been a pleasure doing the show with you, because if the Jets cost me a Survivor entry, I'm going to absolutely lose myself. But you mentioned
just get it
the
over
Eagles.
Quick. I'm with you on picking the
That's
Thursday game.
Like,
it's like I either want to move on
I'm
or get out.
About.
Just I want to be
that
done
is
with.
It. Something to be said about getting the Thursday out of the way. I either have all weekend to hate myself, or this way I don't have to worry about it and hope for disaster. But there is no way the Eagles lose back-to-back games, is there?
No, and I think the Saints are – I'm not sold on them yet. I'm not going to say they're overrated, but I'm not sold on this team yet, especially in the role of a favorite. I understand last week, you know, they were – my numbers, the way it's spelled out for me, is the Saints were a play. I had them, like, plus five, and they were getting, you know, I think a full seven. But I didn't really want to go there because I felt Dallas is so tough at home. They've been, I mean, how many home games had they won in a row? Was it like 16 or something like that? And New Orleans comes in there and just steamrolls them. And were we really going to, you know, buy in on New Orleans completely after destroying Carolina? You know, do we really care what any team does to Carolina? So I'm still not sold just yet. We'll see what happens this week. And yeah, I do believe that the Eagles bounce back. I took the Eagles plus the three, minus 115, had to pay a little bit of juice there. A lot of 2.5s in the market. Could be a very good teaser leg on Philadelphia as well.
Yeah, you bring up the Panthers. Just a fascinating move this week where the guy that you hired to fix your number one draft pick walked into your office and said, he's got to go. I can't win with him. After 2 weeks, and now you're bringing in Andy Dalton. What happens if it doesn't work with Andy Dalton, Brady? Just exactly what's next for you, Dave Canales, because you just basically put your entire football head coaching in Andy Dalton's basket here, and I think it'll probably work out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot better than what they had before. And we even saw that last year. I think Bryce Young got injured for a couple games or what have you, and Dalton came in, and he was certainly an improvement. Obviously, he's got the experience. He's got the veteran know-how. But I think there's also a lot of different angles on how you can expect the rest of the team to react to this change. And I think every one of them is positive. They can either look at this like, okay, they got rid of our guy. We got to step up and do it for him. Or, hey, they got our new guy in here. We got to prove ourselves to our new guy and Andy Dalton. Or you can also think kind of to your point, if it doesn't work now, then people are just going to say this entire team is a train wreck. But that team, the rest of the team can think to themselves, hey, here's our chance to show that we don't stink and that it's that guy's fault. So, you know, that it's Bryce Young's fault. They got rid of the problem, and we're not the problem, and we're going to show the world that we're not the problem. And now we've got a quarterback that we have faith in. That's kind of the scenario I see playing out here. And, oh, by the way, they're taking on the Raiders, who I don't, you know, think are great shakes. Yeah, they pulled off a, you know, down by double digits in the fourth quarter win over the Ravens last week. I got to believe there's a little bit of a letdown coming off of that. Their defense is pretty darn good. Overall, I don't think they're that good of a team. It's a pretty good opponent for Carolina to probably get right with. And I did play the Panthers plus 5.5. We've seen it come down to 5. I made the number 4.5. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 4.5 or 4 by the time we get to kickoff.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, scheduling matters too. It's not like they played cupcakes defensively, Carolina. They played a couple of top five defenses in red zone against the rush. This is a bottom third defense at best right now. This is the right game to get right. And I think if Canales pulls this off, otherwise you lose the locker room, you lose the team if you keep doing what you're doing there. But I don't know what to do with this Charger. You said you don't trust the Saints. How much do you trust the Chargers right now? And I know what the Chargers mean to you, Brady. So go ahead. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I kind of trust Jim Harbaugh more than I do the Chargers. And I liked how Harbaugh, one of his first comments this week was, okay, this is a playoff game now. And you know, I mean, it's week mm-hmm. three. It's obviously not a playoff game, but he said, you know, that was respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is the real deal. We're going to play a real football team now. We got past the Raiders and we got past the Panthers. It's time to buck up and get serious. You know, he's stayed true to his motto of run the football. J.K. Dobbins has been going nuts. And let's look at the Steelers. Their offense has been awful. They've played the Broncos and the Falcons, who we know have not been terrific. The Broncos are 0-2. The Falcons, I think they were shell-shocked by that Steelers defense in week one. And the Chargers mm-hmm. defense is actually allowing less points per game than the Steelers are. So you've got a team in the Chargers that's allowing, I think, just over 6.5 points a game on average, going up against another very weak offense in the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the number makes sense to me. I made it 2.5. I took 2. There's 1 or 1.5s in the market just about everywhere now. I think it's probably going to close right in that neighborhood. I don't know if it's going to go down further. I think you're probably going to get two-way action at 1 or 1.5. And I'll take the Chargers because I think they can absolutely hang tight and if not win the game.
Yeah. Going to be a fascinating to see how this moves on. I mean, really, here we are in week three, Brady, and we still have more questions than we do have answers for some teams. And to think it all starts again tomorrow night at MetLife. Unbelievable. Brady Cannon, we appreciate it as always, man. Good luck with those plays and game time decisions. We'll be back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
The edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we look to close out this edition. Plenty of Major League Baseball with a lot still on the line happening over the next week and a half as teams try to solidify their playoff spots. And of course, still a little jockeying for position here. Those number one seeds in both the American League, National League, still up for grabs. A lot can happen here. Nobody knows it better than Scotty Wetzel, who's taken over here at the top of the hour for some in-game live, Scotty, and actually some really good games. I mean, this is what Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball wanted. 11 games left and a lot still to be determined. I mean, so it's win-win for Major League Baseball during football season to have games that matter here, this many games that matter, Scotty, over the final week and a half of the season.
Yeah, it really is, Joe. You know, we talk about this all the time in the last couple of weeks of the NFL season. We always look at games and say, all right, there's only one or two games that really don't mean anything, right? You can do that with baseball as well. You know, this week in particular, you know, you look at all the series that are going on. There's only a handful that at least something is on the line, whether it's for the division, the wild card, division races amongst the division leaders. Because remember, you don't want to be the third division leader, because if so, then you're playing in the goofy opening best of three wild card rounds. So there's even kind of a challenge amongst that. So I've said this before, Joe, if you're not into baseball, you don't have to be, you're not, you know, wrong, but if you're not into baseball this year, then you're just never going to be into baseball in September, because everything. You have big market teams, Mets, Atlanta, Dodgers fighting for the best record in the National Leagues, trying to stay out of that number three spot. So if you're not interested in baseball this year, then you're just never going to be in September.
So we an interesting game coming up here between Texas and Toronto, Scotty, where I believe both teams combined for, what, 21 runs yesterday? But you got Francis going for Toronto, and I like Cody Bradford. I like this kid. I don't think they're getting 21 runs here tonight, but how do you approach this game coming up?
Yeah, I tell you, has there been a more hard luck pitcher than Bowden Francis, right? Not one, but two games the poor guy has lost, no hitters in the ninth inning, with two outs, no less, ball time. I mean, just like, but the guy's been terrific. It's not going to be a high scoring game. You're right. I like Bradford as well, but Francis has allowed two runs or less in six of his last seven starts. Bradford only 2-4 last six, or at least the Texas Rangers anyway, when he pitches. He did give up eight runs his last outing. Maybe that's an anomaly, or maybe he's kind of run out of gas, but he got blasted the last time out. So I got Toronto. It's one of those meaningless games that we just talked about. There really aren't that many. Well, we found one. But give me Toronto with Francis on the hill tonight at even odds, maybe minus 106, depending on where you do your shopping.
Yeah, I know. I love, because it gives you two very young pitchers that have been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, the market's always going to overreact to 21 runs the night before. The Yankees scored. I can't believe it. I don't think Seattle has seen that many runs in a game in a long time, because certainly they didn't score any. So I don't know. What are we going to get? Nasty Nestor on the mound on the road? What are we doing this one?
Yeah, we were all over Brian Wu last night, right? First loss for the Mariners this year with him starting at home. The very first one. I mean, sometimes it's tough to win, right? It just is. So we're going to reverse sides on the field. Let's go with the Stankies. You know, they put him in the bullpen, or at least they told him he was going to be in the bullpen, and he got all ticked off, Nestor Cortez. He pitched great baseball his last time out, allowed just one run against the Red Sox. So maybe that was a little spark that he needed. So let's go with Cortez on the road. Yankees basically pick him. They're playing well. Seattle's basically been in a second half funk since the All-Star break, Joe. So give me the Yankees basically pick 'em odds at Seattle tonight.
There's got to be a strikeout prop in that game you're looking at. There's got to be.
Oh, yes. Over 5.5 for Cortez. I almost forgot about that. Over 5.5 strikeouts for Cortez. It's Seattle. Right. Exactly. The number one strikeout team in baseball. You and I could get five strikeouts against the Mariners these days. So give me Cortez over 5.5. Like you said, he seems to have a little spark under his belt since they threatened to throw him in the bullpen. So over 5.5 for the Yanks.
I like that. And you like Judge to have what? Two or more bases here, which could be done rather quickly.
Yeah, I do, Joe. You know what? He was in a funk in August. His numbers in August were horrible after he had that great little run anyway for the start of the month with his home runs. But then the second half of the month, he was awful. But he's picked it back up again here mid-September. He's got two bases or more in four straight games. He's got hits in eight of his last nine games. He's 11 for his last 31. You know these home run hitters. They're streak hitters. And when they get on these streaks like he is right now, boy, you want to play him a home run, you're getting almost 2.5 to 1. I didn't do that. I said, let me go with the two bases at plus 110 odds. But I would be playing Aaron Judge over the next couple of days because he seems to be back on fire.
I can't believe it's at plus money, actually. I think that's a tremendous value play there alone. All right, tomorrow night, Thursday night football, NFL week 3 kicks off. It's the Jets. What happens here? I don't know. That's the sad part, Scott.
I know. This is the largest the Jets have been favored against the Patriots in 25 years, literally. But that's because they never beat the Patriots, right? The Patriots are 23-3 last 26 meetings. Now, the Jets have won a couple recently, I must say, because I kind of remember that being like 23-1 or something similar to that. But it's still 23-3. Oddly enough, Joe, Thursday night home teams, which you would think would have a decided edge in these Thursday short week games, right? Not the case. They're 35-37 straight up, so they got a losing record, and against the spread, 29-43. 14 games under 500. So I think the boys in Vegas inflate the lines. I think they know that people always bet the home team. Maybe the Jets find a way to win. They should, but I don't know if they're going to win by a touchdown or more. Patriots have, you know, for all their faults, they've actually played fairly well the first 2 weeks. So give me the Patriots plus the 6.5.
It's crazy, too, because call me nuts. I mean, the style of football the Patriots are playing is sustainable, Scotty. It's not like they're playing above their head. They're probably going to have an opportunity to win some games that they shouldn't there. All right, don't go anywhere, Scotty, because I got to ask you about your Dolphins and the Cowboys coming up here in just a minute. Then we'll let you get out of here. We'll close it up. Game time decisions next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions as we close out this edition, but have no fear, much more coming your way here on the Sports Grid Network. In fact, Scotty Wetzel is in the house. He'll be taking over here in just a couple of minutes for in-game live. Plenty of Major League Baseball action to get you caught up with. And Scotty, before I let you go here, I wanted to get your thoughts on your Miami Dolphins, who have one of the most interesting line moves that I have seen here. Still plenty of talent. Tyreek Hill, Waddle and company. They're traveling to Seattle. The look-ahead line for this game was Miami being a favorite, a 4 or 5 point favorite to go out to Seattle. But without Tua and with Skylar Thompson, same weapons, now they're getting 4.5, 5 points. That is a huge swing. Do you agree with it here? Is Miami's season done or is there still hope?
No, there's still hope, Joe, right? Listen, I'm a biased Dolphin fan, but I'm not a Tua fan at all. So you're telling me he's worth basically 10 points? I don't think so. We talked about it during the break, right? Skylar Thompson, he's been on his team now for 3 years. So if he's not any good, what is he still doing on the team? One, and they got rid of all the other quarterbacks, the Mike Whites of the world and all the other, they're all gone. That's why they had to go pick up Tyler Huntley. So, I mean, if he's not any good, why would they do that knowing that it's Tua, you know, and he's a hiccup away from getting hurt? So you got to believe in him. He nearly won the playoff game. His numbers weren't great 2 years ago against Buffalo, but he's been in the system a couple of years. Tua, you know, say what you want about him, but he doesn't play well against winning teams anyway. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise, believe it or not. Yep. And then Geno Smith as a favorite, Joe, he's terrific as an underdog, but as a favorite 10 and 15 against the spread. So maybe Seattle wins, maybe, but I don't think they're going to cover 4.5. I'd be surprised if the Dolphins weren't in this game. Extra days as well to prepare for the contest because they played last Thursday.
I agree with you 100%. What you knew this was always a possibility, unfortunately, after 7 concussions with Tua. He was always going to be one hit away from you needing a backup quarterback. And this was the guy you landed with. Like you said, you let Mike White and anybody go, and this was the guy you chose. So we're going to see whether or not Mike McDaniels and the organization are as have enough faith in him to be able to carry this team for the near future. But I'm with you. I think that's far too many points here for a swing against the Seattle Seahawks. All right, Scotty, get out of here. Appreciate it, my man. We'll see you here coming up top of the hour for in-game live as Scotty and the crew will have you all set up. I mean, plenty of Major League Baseball action already underway. And really, the Baltimore Orioles, you've got to be kidding here. You want to talk about limping into the postseason at home with an opportunity here to be able to get one back after being blanked 10-0 last night against the Giants. They've lost 7 of their last 9, and they're now down 4-2. Top of the 5th inning in that one as the Giants are out in front there. Just the wheels falling off for Baltimore. Atlanta figured out how to score a run. Schellenbach on the mound for them. Out in front of the Reds, 1-0 in that game. The Astros down 1-0 to the Padres. That was the pitching battle of the night with Framber Valdez taking on Dylan Cease in Petco Park there. A lot of people think maybe that is a preview of what is going to come over the next month there in the World Series. Could it be the Astros? Could it be the Padres? We've seen the Dodgers are done messing around with the Marlins after that debacle last night. They're out in front 6-0 right now in the bottom of the fifth there. Rays out on top of the Red Sox 1-0. And the Guardians and Twins, big game. Bailey Ober on the mound for the Twins. The Twins are another one of these teams limping to the finish line here. They're out in front 2-1 right now against the Guardians. And again, the Guardians and Yankees are battling for that number one seed, the top spot in the American League for that coveted bye and opportunity to set their rotations up accordingly. So the Guardians down a run there. Also the Royals and the Tigers. Again, who would have thought that? Tarik Skubal on the mound for the Tigers here tonight. No score in that one. Mets and Nats also no score with Quintana and Hertz on the mound. Got a couple of games getting ready to go out west here tonight, including culminating with the Yankees. One more win, and they are in, and they will clinch that playoff spot. So that game coming up tonight, but don't go anywhere. Scotty Wessel, Dave Sherapin coming up here in game live straight ahead here on the Sports Grid Network. Game Time Decisions will be back again tomorrow. Enjoy your night. We'll see you again soon.